It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Friday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
Back to pass. Allen wide open to Cook in the left flat. Racing to the end zone. The Cook has found the kitchen. Handoff goes to Cook and he sails into the end zone for his second touchdown of the game. Handoff goes to Cook and a work through the middle, through a hole and into the secondary. 30, 25, 20, 10, 5, flips into the end zone for the touchdown. His third touchdown of the game. Steps up in the pocket, throws, has Kincaid lunging into the end zone for the touchdown. Complete to Shakir, races away from the defender, 10, 5, spins into the end zone for the touchdown.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Happy November 1st. This is a day. This is something. What's November 1st?
It's no longer October.
Right, but it's a day.
It is?
Yeah, it's something.
It is...
All Saints Day. That's what I was looking for.
All Saints Day?
Yes, yes. That's what I was looking for. Yep. The day after Halloween. Whatever. I don't want to get... It's before 7 a.m. I don't want to get too deep into... I feel like this is a day...
It's wind day.
It's windy. That is very true.
53 mile per hour gusts right now at the airport.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. The wind woke me up, and it was one of those look for the garbage cans and see if they've blown down the street and all that. So it is gusty out there. It will be through the morning, but kind of tapering off. So I'm like looking at the wind conditions if you're heading into work or whatever you're doing. It's still going to gust up to 30 by noon. So. Slowly coming down, but it got pretty intense.
Yeah,
last night
the Halloween decorations were down. I think for many this morning.
That's tough. Yeah. The actual Halloween trick or treating window was about perfect, though.
Oh my gosh, it was unbelievable. We sat out in the bottom of the driveway with the fire table, and it was like I couldn't believe how nice it was out and how warm it was out.
High of, what?
Did, set the record, I think.
It got up above 74. Even.
76, I think
76.
I saw.
76.
I think I saw Pat Hammer tweeting out that that was a record for Halloween.
Beautiful.
In Buffalo, for how warm it was yesterday.
Excellent. Love it. Love Halloween.
And today we get 90 mile per hour winds.
Thank goodness the Bills game's not right now. Forecast for Sunday looks good. Kickoff temperature about 50. That's good.
Yep.
Wind, non-factor.
Good.
Rain, not going to happen.
Good.
Good fall day at the stadium coming up. It's Football Friday. So good morning, Football Friday, brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. Jeremy and Joe with you. Josh producing. Maybe you watched last night. Maybe you didn't because of trick-or-treating. I mean, it wouldn't exactly have crossed over, but...
Yeah, like trick-or-treating would have ended probably about a half hour before the game for us.
But by then it's, wrapping things up.
Yeah,
going through the candy, deciding what's mine. I'll take that. I'll take that. Oh, you wouldn't like this. Yoink. Take that.
Yeah.
Some candies I'd never even heard of before.
Like?
Introduced. I don't even know the name of them. Like one of them just being introduced. All right, what's this? I'll try this.
Like a chocolate candy?
Like a chocolate Trader Joe's something.
Oh, yeah.
It was good.
Okay. That probably was pretty good.
It was very good. Got some Nerds gummy clusters in there.
I realized then the candy mix that we had, that the Caramello bar was introduced into the mix, which I hadn't seen much of before, and that should be a part of every mix going forward because it is amazing.
I had the same thought on the other end of the spectrum. So we had a lot of candy talk yesterday.
Yeah.
You're saying, how could we forget Caramello?
I
picked up a bar and thought, the fact that this bar never came up is a mark against it. It was a Baby Ruth.
We had Baby Ruths in the...
Not one person yesterday said the words Baby Ruth.
For which side, though?
That, like,
for
it's
the bad side?
It's forgettable.
It's forgettable.
It's forgettable. It's...
Well, it's really just...
It's the St. Louis Blues as an existence. It's just... Oh,
wow.
That's...
Wow. The Baby Ruth and the St. Louis Blues?
Just people forget they exist.
Yeah.
They did win a cup. They did win a cup.
I mean, the Baby Ruth in reality is just a deformed Snickers, isn't it?
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just... It's the same ingredients, just with it's all mixed up, kind of.
All right, I'll try it on again. It's Texas Tech.
Texas Tech. Texas Tech's fun, though, sometimes.
Sure,
right?
So is Texas A&M. So is Texas.
Yeah.
It's Texas Tech.
Yeah, no, like, I would never, I'm fine with a Baby Ruth. I would never seek out a Baby Ruth,
right,
though.
I agree with that. So anyway.
That's definitely one of the candies that makes it through the first couple of days in the Halloween bag, I think.
Yeah. I also found a bag that you would hate. So I saw your, we didn't even get to your candy rankings yesterday.
My annual candy rankings. Some movement this year.
Which included Sour Patch Kids, no watermelon.
No watermelon, yeah.
I found in one of the little pumpkin baskets a bag of Sour Patch Kids all watermelon.
Oh yeah, those are out there.
Yeah,
that's why I had to differentiate, because you have the normal Sour Patch Kids bags and then you have the watermelon Sour Patch Kids bags. I don't want the watermelon. Well, why do I want one bag of the same flavor?
The same reason that they now have Starburst all red.
But that's the all
super
red
popular.
Starbursts are very clearly the best Starburst.
You say that, but want to know something wild?
What?
My wife hates the reds.
Really?
She hates the reds and the pinks. She wants the orange and the yellow of Starburst.
I think she can have them.
Yeah,
I think
right.
Most people would take that trade.
Perfect.
Orange is not bad. Yellow, that's
orange is not bad,
but questionable
come on,
choice.
Red is king.
I know. Red and pink are the
red
king.
Red is king, and yep. Pink is a close second, for sure. But the watermelon is not number one Sour Patch Kid. The blue Sour Patch Kid is the number one Sour Patch Kid.
Is that like a blue raspberry?
Yes.
Okay.
Undoubtedly. That's the one I want all in one bag. So yeah, get the watermelon ones out of here. You can keep those. Like your runts in the banana flavor. Put those in the same bag. Watermelon, Sour Patch Kids, and banana runts. And apparently, if your wife was in charge, do the red Starburst in the same bag too.
Oh yeah. Well, watch this transition. From candy to sugar high Josh.
Mm.
No. You think Josh is on a sugar high right now? Did he eat a bunch of candy last night? I had somebody send me a picture. They had their son dressed up as Josh Allen for Halloween. And turns out
you said was a lazy costume.
No, I said going as yourself. Like if you said
just a jersey.
No, well, he was wearing a helmet and pants. I was saying, like, if you play hockey for Amherst and you go out in your Amherst jersey with your gloves, that's not Halloween. That's you on a Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
That's cheating.
You dress up as Tuesday you.
Right, going as a full Josh Allen, you know, fine. He said that people gave him way more candy because he was Josh Allen. So
really? There's
your life hack next year. Just dress up as Josh Allen and get more candy.
Mm-hmm.
Kid comes home with like three bags full, a trash bag full of candy. Hey, people like Josh Allen. It reminds me of when I went to Clemson and people told me to wear a Syracuse when I would see Syracuse at Clemson, dress up, you know, in your gear, they'll buy you stuff. And they did. And you could turn that into a business maybe. Every single week, just go to Clemson dressed in the opposing team's colors and shirt. You'll just eat for free every weekend.
What is this rule? You eat for free if you're wearing the opposing team's
people
colors?
People just buy you everything. They just bought us food and drinks and invited us.
Hospitality.
Yes.
Southern hospitality.
They're just very nice. So anyway, happy football Friday.
You would not have had a sugar rush for that game last night.
Listen, not only did the Jets win, as we kind of, did we call it? I mean, I told you I thought they were going to win that game.
I liked them and actually was on their side for the betting line because Mike Schoep's very much this way too. If the line looks like it's not going to make sense to people, that's the side I want to be on.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people were going, oh, the Jets are 2-6. The Texans are 6-2. How are the Jets favored in this game? They're favored for a reason. So that was the side I wanted to be on last night.
No,
and it absolutely came true because Houston, they should have won by more. Corley doesn't, you know, do what he did.
They should have won by more. The Jets were pretty much in control.
Yeah.
And what happened to Houston, among other things, I mean, they're down Collins and Diggs.
And Tank Dell is not playing a full load of snaps. Like, there's a lot of snaps out there yesterday where I'm watching the Texans, and they have two receivers on the field. It's Robert Woods and John Mechie. And that's not what the Texans were supposed to be at the beginning of the year at all.
There's a good question on whether or not the Texans should make a trade at receiver. I was thinking about...
Well, they're getting Collins back this week.
They're getting Collins back, but Diggs was a part of it. And can they just slot Robert Woods in there for Diggs? I don't know.
You would think that Robert Woods at this age, although, you know what's interesting? I think I saw that Woods is only 1 year older than Diggs, which is
funny.
It's kind of amazing.
That is not possible.
But but come on. Like, Robert Woods at this point in his career is a massive downgrade from Stephon Diggs. So, I thought of them as an idea for Cooper Kupp. I don't know that Kupp's getting traded now. who's left on the market is the other thing. Like, Deontay Johnson is gone.
T. Higgins is left.
Okay.
Mike Williams from the Jets is left.
Okay.
But that's not who Houston needs.
Diggs was playing mostly
slot.
In the slot. Like, so who's that? Right, who's that guy for them? Like, if I were them, I would be on the phone with the Rams every second trying to get Cooper Kupp.
But the Rams
are what? Or
basically
saying, if you're going to trade him, I am outbidding everybody else.
And the Rams are probably not going to because the Rams could, they're what, a game out of first in that division?
I think so.
Thinking about the playoffs and thinking about the trade deadline, this is the last game you get before the deadline. So anything that happens after this one, like an injury, if the Bills decide to not add at the deadline again and someone important gets hurt, well, were you supposed to see that coming? Are you just supposed to guess what position is a little bit thin for you? So I don't know what the plan will be for the Bills here. If someone gets hurt against the Dolphins, they could easily be kicked into emergency trade mode. Like, if you want to get a name here, knock on wood, like Christian Benford, you got to go get a corner. Have to. So he's too important. And they did that last year with Rasul Douglas. Anyway, back to last night's game. One thing that happened in this game, it's Jets and Texans, and Rodgers throws touchdowns on every drive of the second half. Devontae Adams gets a touchdown. He's also being evaluated for a concussion, Adams is. Mm-hmm. But Adams gets in. Garrett Wilson has a big day, and Garrett Wilson has another catch. This is actually the other way. Usually a pass is ruled incomplete, and we say, what's a catch? This one was ruled complete, and what's a catch? Because, Joe, on Sunday night, this week, Sunday, I learned that the same foot twice is not a completed catch.
Which I think is dumb.
I agree with that. Last night I learned that the same foot twice is not a completed catch, but the shin from the same foot is.
Yeah.
And I learned that the shin can be separated from the knee.
That is, okay, that's where I learned last night. Because I think I knew the shin would count. This is where I kind of lost my mind a little bit.
It was wild to watch an NFL broadcast separate the shin from the knee.
Who's the who's their guy?
The Amazon guy?
Yeah, I forget his name. But they had him trying to explain this last night. And the whole time, it was never mentioned on the broadcast. The whole time, the question, the follow-up I want is, wait a minute, you're telling me that we're separating the shin from the knee, because what happens on this play? He does tap his foot twice again, by the way.
Yep.
But that doesn't count. We know that now.
We know that doesn't count.
So then his shin lands in bounds, and then as he continues to land, the shin is in bounds, the knee falls out of bounds.
Yep.
That's in bounds.
Crazy.
That counts. When I know, and I think, really, if it were me, all of this would count. Shin, I can freeze frame a point where the shin's in bounds and the knee is not down yet. That's a touchdown because the play is over that very moment.
Sure.
But now we have an inconsistency, because my problem is I've seen catches where the toe is in bounds or the toes are in bounds.
In control.
And I can freeze frame a point there where the toes are in bounds and it's a touchdown. But then when the heel follows suit and lands out of bounds,
that's out of bounds.
What?
Yeah.
Why are those two things different?
I don't know.
Someone tweeted in, I think this is probably the explanation, and like my head's about to explode, which is, that's because they consider the foot one body part, and they separate the shin and the knee. And that's the explanation, isn't it?
Yes, that the heel is part of the foot, but the shin is not part of the knee.
Right. So the it's basically the NFL does not recognize the heel as a body part.
Correct.
That's why last night's touchdown
I had the same thought. Just laughing at the NFL. Like, I can't believe they're going to call this inbounds because the shin was down before the knee was down.
Yeah. Again, I'm not even really mad it was a touchdown. It probably should have counted just because it was a sick catch.
It was a really sick catch.
It was amazing.
Garrett Wilson makes the one-handed, shades of Odell Beckham Jr. Amazing catch.
Did he make the one-handed catch he had earlier in the game? That also went for a touchdown? Did he run that in also? I think he made two one-handed catches in the same game for a touchdown.
He's good.
Yeah, I don't know. He did. He scored on the other. He had another one-handed touchdown in this game that he scored on. So I don't know if that's a record you can find. I don't think they really track that.
30 fantasy points for Garrett Wilson, 22 for Devontae Adams. It was a big day for the Jets.
Yeah.
They save their season.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean their season will ultimately be saved to get where they want to get.
No, because they still had a lot of moments where they looked they looked inept. I mean, they did have 0 points at halftime.
Their next few games, they could go on a run here. Ready? Let me give you the next 5 games for the Jets.
It's one to keep in mind. They could go on a run. They also are a team capable of losing to New England.
For sure.
And almost Tennessee.
They play the Cardinals, the Colts,
okay,
the Seahawks,
okay,
the Dolphins, the Jaguars. That's okay, your next five. If you're the Jets, you want to at worst be 4-1.
I think they have to be at least 4-1.
At worst, 4-1. I'm not sitting here really thinking about them, worried about them, but they did keep their season alive, something the Dolphins will try to do Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, even that sixth loss, how important is that? Can they really only afford one more loss the rest of the way? Like, what's the math? We're not at playoff machine time with the New York Times. That's, by the way, when you know your season's not going well, is when you kind of need the New York playoff machine, New York Times playoff machine, and it's not even out yet.
Well, wouldn't you bet a team to make it at 9-8?
That's where I don't know. I don't know how likely that is. Well, it could be likely. I don't even know. Like, what last year did we get a 9-8 team? I don't remember.
I'm looking at the division right now.
The Steelers were the last seed that got in because they played the Bills.
Right. Part of what is happening, though, is a lot of teams, like the Steelers and the entire AFC North, has not played itself yet.
Right.
So those are losses that are built in for some teams. You know, it's tough. It's like hockey when you've got a 3-point game. As the Jets look at the out-of-town scoreboard as the season goes on, who do they root for in Ravens-Bengals? Who do they root for in Ravens-Steelers? They're going to constantly be watching that. But as of today, we know 4 playoff teams, probably, right? Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. Their lead all of a sudden is kind of small in that division. But Steelers are in the lead. Okay. Bills, Chiefs, Steelers, Ravens. Maybe I'll give them both a spot. Texans. I got 3 more. I've got the Chargers, the Colts, and the Bengals, and the Jets are right there with those teams. I mean, the Colts and the Chargers being alive for a playoff spot. Like, I think 9-8 will get a spot. There will be a 9-8 team.
All right.
Maybe that wins on a tiebreaker. So maybe not every team can get in on 9-8. But the Jets are very much alive to me.
Recognizing this is a faulty way to do this because every season's different. But since they have gone to 17 games, there have been 9 9-8 AFC teams, and only 2 have made the playoffs.
Okay.
And 1 was a division winner. Jacksonville. So 1 wild card 9-8 team in those years. And it was the Miami team that got in to play the Bills. But again, I recognize that's not totally meaningful because every season's different. And right now, if you look at the middle of the AFC, like right now, where are the Jets? Are they 1 game out of a spot?
More than a half. You know what the Jets are right now?
The Chargers have the last spot at 4-3. So they're a game and a half out of a playoff spot right now.
Right. The Jets, again, they're not in a good spot. Their season has been saved to a degree. What the Jets are, and this will hit home, the Jets are the Sabres of the last 10 Februaries. Right? Like, listen.
Hey, guys, if we go
get a couple wins, we might have something to talk about.
No, not even a couple wins. It's, guys, if we go on a 5-game win streak here, we're back in the race.
They're the February Sabres of the last couple years. Anyway, 803-0550, Bills and Dolphins on the way this weekend. Beautiful weather on the way. The Sabres play tonight against the New York Islanders. Excited for that game.
Yes.
Very excited for that game.
I'll be going tonight. Glad to see a black and red game.
Yes, another black and red at home, so that's good. You're going to go to the black and red, so you'll see the presentation and what black and red looks like, and that's fun. So
hoping for a good crowd, too, on a Friday night.
The Islanders are in last place in the Metro.
Yeah.
8 points in 10 games.
Yeah.
The Sabres have 9 points in 10 games. But, you know, they're in fifth in the Atlantic. The Atlantic's softer.
Mm-hmm.
So, big one for the Sabres tonight, you know, get a couple wins this weekend.
Cousins to the wing,
and they play back-to-back because they play Saturday, too.
Yeah. I think Cousins to the wing, by the way, is
a great idea.
It's a great idea on the short term, and it also introduces a painful realization on the long term.
That they should not have traded Casey Mittelstadt. That's part of it?
Yeah.
No.
And that they are, right, they committed, they went, Tage Thompson and Dylan Cousins are going to be our top two centers for 7 years, and you're not even 2 years into that, and you're already without a second line center, and that's bad. I think it's bad that you don't have that guy for the long term right now. If Cousins is going to be a winger from here on out, like yesterday, there's a report from Friedman about how Kevin Adams is the most active GM in the league looking to add. If you don't think Dylan Cousins is a centerman anymore, then that needs to be priority 1 until the day you get it. And also, yes, if I had a big red button right here that I could smack that would undo the Casey Mittelstadt trade, I think you'd want to do that in a heartbeat. Because he's the exact player you probably want right now.
Yeah.
To be your second line center. McLeod, maybe. Just I don't know if, how much I want to. He was doing really well in a third line center role. I don't know how much I want to count on guy whose career high is 12 goals and 30 points to just step in and play 20 minutes a night and on the power play and put up 60 points. He's been a nice story. I don't think he's going to be your second line center.
803-0550 is our phone number. All right, here's the game plan for Buffalo Bills football Friday. We'll talk with Sal. We'll get the latest on the injury report, all that. How the team's looking going into this game, relatively healthy. The Dolphins, of course, they've got a ton of injuries. They're having the season from HE double hockey sticks. Like it's a terrible year for Miami. I was listening to Sal's podcast. They had a Dolphins guest on about their season. Can they save their season? What kind of changes are coming? And the Dolphins might be stuck in a little bit of a purgatory here. And a win over the Bills might be the only thing to make them feel better about any of it. Because they've invested big. They gave big money to Tua and Waddle and Hill. And that's a team that's supposed to be built on its offensive identity. And as we've seen, when Tua goes out, which he is prone to do, their offense dies. So you're an offensive identity team. Your offense dies. Could their coach be fired? Maybe, maybe not. He did just sign an extension. So that's possible.
Sal mentioned with us yesterday, like, if they lose, are they considering trading Tyreek Hill at the deadline?
They probably should. They probably should. And I've seen the numbers on that, like how a team could get Tyreek Hill for kind of free.
Is it pop? Oh, for free? Like money-wise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Money-wise. So it's all interesting for the Dolphins. This would be a save-their season that is bigger than what the Jets did last night. Because if the Dolphins were able to pull it off, it wouldn't just be a win. It would be a loss for the Bills, of course, doubly big. And it would be, hey, we finally did it. We can beat that team, even in our broken state. I don't think anybody's thinking that's going
to
happen.
There would be an emotional element, I think, to them slaying the dragon of sorts. It would probably make them feel like they're capable of anything.
Yeah.
Tua, I saw or heard Chopin Bulldog say this yesterday, that he is 1-7 against the Bills. He is 11-0 against the other two teams in the division.
It's pretty good.
Like, they're a good team.
Yeah.
Except when they play the Buffalo Bills.
We'll get some calls in. We'll chat with you on a football Friday. You want to give us a Halloween post-game show? You know, give us a wrap. How it went for you.
Had a lot of candy.
Yeah, right. Time for a break. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills. It's football Friday. Brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way.